Chilliwack, British Columbia, North Bay, Ontario, Burnaby, British Columbia, 1967 to 1972. For Christmas in 1989, my sister Jackie collected the remnants of Dad's old 8mm home movies. A sporadic family chronicler at best, Dad nevertheless had recorded enough fragments of our family's day-to-day existence during the time I was 6 through 11 to be compiled into a wordless, somewhat shaky and unfocused, but emotionally stirring family documentary. Jackie hired an editor to transfer the 8mm onto videotape and filled him in on the chronology of the random snatches of footage. Tracy, Sam, and I didn't make it back to Canada for the holidays that year, but when I received my tape via FedEx, I immediately fed it into the machine. I might have expected the flush of nostalgia, but the images of my beloved Nana, my grandmother, my mother's mother, who'd been dead since I was 11, blindsided me. I couldn't look at the tape very long, but I promised myself that in a couple of weeks I'd watch it through. Before that happened, however, my father died in January of 1990. The last thing I wanted to do then was to see all those images of my father alive, so I put the tape away, and I didn't think about it for a very long time. I didn't think of it again, in fact, until I began writing Lucky Man. Surely it was lost or buried among my stack of tapes. But, to my surprise, it only took one trip to the tape shelves to uncover this treasure. A skewed label marked in Jackie's neat, if florid, hand, Fox Family Home Movies, The Way We Were, 1967 to 1972. I removed it from its cardboard dust cover and made my way towards the VCR, not without some hesitation. Before that first viewing in 1989, I hadn't given much thought to what I was about to see, so the images of Nana had surprised me. Now I knew that she was on there, as was Dad, walking and talking, smoking and joking, animate for the first time in more than a decade. These two figures represented two distinct poles of my childhood, two gravitational fields that helped form my character. Every family has its stories, its formative legends. In mine, they tend to revolve around the figure of Nana, my grandmother. It was accepted as fact in our family that Nana had a gift for prophecy. Whether literally true or not, what matters most here is that those who believed, especially my mother, ordered their lives, and mine, accordingly. My father, the career military man, personified the boundaries of expectation and the acceptance of one's limitations, both external and self-imposed. He was a pragmatist, a realist, a sixth-grade dropout who called himself a graduate of the School of Hard Knocks. He'd had dreams as a young boy and man, but they'd been effectively knocked out of him, and he'd felt the sting for the rest of his life. Fiercely loyal, his first commitment was to his family, whom he was determined to protect from any threat, including the disappointment that would inevitably result from the pursuit of romantic fantasy. In comparison, Nana possessed an essential nature that hinted at the possibility of escape, of transcending life's limits. She delighted in my accomplishments and eccentricities, always encouraging me to believe in the power of my dreams. When others in the family would express doubts about my direction, she was my staunchest defender and greatest champion. She'd laugh off their concerns with a wink at me as if we both knew something that was beyond the understanding of others.